This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At one point, Debbie Gibson won the respect of everybody because she became the youngest female ever to have a number one song that had been written and sung by the artist. And I think she was 16 years old when that happened. Quite a talent. Greg Buisson joins us, who's the producer of Family Guy, joins us on WWL. Greg, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, look, let's talk about a couple of additions to Family Guy, which is next weekend.
Exactly. Well, we had, I'll start with the unfortunate news first, and that is that one of the band members of Kansas who was going to perform on Friday night has fallen very ill, and they've canceled their shows for the next 3 weeks. So that led us to add a couple of people to the lineup, and we're really excited about who we added. Debbie Gibson is one of the people that we added, and you just heard her melodic voice on there, so she'll be with us and playing Only in My Dreams and Foolish Beat and all the songs that she had from way back. She had a great career, too, because she also went on to Broadway for 17 years and did really terrific work there. So, but on Friday night, replacing Kansas will be Zebra in the Beginning, Take You Back to Your Gymnasium Days, Ambrosia, which is a 5-time Grammy nominee group, playing things like How Much I Feel and Biggest Part of Me, You're the Only Woman, all their greatest hits. They're bringing in John Ford Coley. You remember England Dan and John Ford Coley, you played together with I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. He's playing with the band now. And then we go into In Vogue. So people will hear Free Your Mind and What a Man, Never Gonna Get It, all of the great songs from In Vogue, who in 1989 was at the top of the chart. So that'll be a great day for that. And it goes on Saturday and Sunday also.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fun. I like the new additions. I'm sorry to hear about Kansas canceling. I'm sorry to hear that anybody has fallen ill. But Debbie Gibson and In Vogue are great replacements. And Family Guy, look, it's a week from today. It starts a week from today in Metairie.
It is. 1 week from today. Saturday, we've got another great lineup on Saturday with the Imagination Movers for Kids and Rock Show Nova. And then Debbie Gibson will be on. One thing that I'd love for everybody to come see is Mark Martel, who does One Vision of Queen. Mark Martel was the voice they used in Bohemian Rhapsody. And if you love Queen and you love Freddie Mercury and you close your eyes, this is the vocal doppelganger of Freddie Mercury. And unbelievable he'll be. And then we'll close out with Country That Day with Justin Moore, who has been climbing charts like crazy. On Sunday is All Country Day. Sunday is River Dan. Timothy Wayne is a young guy who is actually going to school at LSU, but he's the nephew of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. And he just got finished riding in the parade for the Rose Bowl on the Louisiana float. He, too, is really up and coming. If you remember, Lainey Wilson was kind of in the same position he was in, riding on our float a year ago with Governor Billy Nungesser back then, and now we got Timothy Wayne. We think he's going to be really big. Amanda Shaw, who's going to be on your float, right?
Yes.
In the Mad Hatters with you. And then we will close out with Gabby Barrett. And you'll get to hear the Rascal Flatts songs from Gary Luvox, the lead singer, as they prepare for their upcoming tour that's coming in. So we got a good show. We got a really good lineup, and weather looks like it's going to be good so far.
You know, that sounds great. Now, the parades are starting at Clearview, like they used to do a long time ago. Then they had switched to beginning at Bonneville and ending at Clearview. Crew of Mad Hatters begins at Clearview this year and ends up at Martin Berman, which was the route that originally the Jefferson Parish parades took. So where is Family Grow this year?
Family Grow continues to be where it's always been, right across from Lakeside Mall.
Okay.
And Councilman Hans Liljeberg heard comments from all the captains and a lot of the people who wanted it to go back to the old route because they wanted it to end at Martin Berman and do that. So they've put all the parades back in that position. So that's what's going to be happening there. And we're going to have some traffic changes this year that's going to be announced later in the week by the sheriff's office because they're going to be shutting some streets down a little bit earlier this time around. But we are expecting huge crowds because we're going to have good weather, and it's a great family event, and it's free. Yeah. Can't beat that.
That is the best. That is the best part of it. It is free. And look, it's a great concert setting there. I know there was a year you had Family Grow at Clearview Shopping Center. I didn't care for that. I think it kind of got lost in the parking lot. And I love it right where it has been, right across from Lakeside. That's where it needs to be. And I'm so glad that you're going to be there again this year.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the vibe there at probably the most trafficked intersection in all of Jefferson Parish is just terrific. And the walkability there from so many people who get to walk, go over to Lakeside Mall, they go shopping there, they go get something to eat in there, they come back over. I mean, it's a terrific venue for that. So it works great.
Really, and with Lakeside and just that whole surrounding area, you can find parking. I mean, you might walk a little bit, but you can find parking.
Yes. Most people do find parking, and they're not that far away. They're certainly closer than even if you have to go to one of the parades downtown. If you try to go to Bacchus or Endymion downtown, you may be walking for, a half mile to a mile. That's not going to happen. You're going to find a place much closer than that, and it's going to be really safe. And look, obviously, you've been out there with us every year. We can't wait for you to get back out there again with us. I know you'll be doing some interviews with some of these people. You've seen the vibe out there. You've seen how everybody really enjoys themselves. It's just a great weekend.
It really is, Greg, and we'll talk more about it during next week. Greg Wieson is the producer of Family Grow. It's going to be another great lineup, and it's going to be a lot of fun again this year. And I think with Ambrosia, Greg, I think a lot of people are going to hear Ambrosia and go, oh, man, I didn't know those guys did that song. It's going to be one of those situations.
I think you're right. I do think that. In fact, a lot of people in my office, who are a lot of the 20-somethings and 30-somethings, they're like, who are they? And then they hear the song and they go, I love that song.
Yeah. I like that guy. I like those guys. Yeah. All right, Greg, thanks for being with us, and I'll see you next weekend. We'll talk during the week.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.